When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Straight Up Sports is simply all sports all the time. Straight Up Sports is a collection of retired and award-winning sports writers and sports broadcasters from around South Carolina. Like Bob Gillespie from the State Newspaper, Scott Kiefer from the Greenville News, and Mark Sturges from ESPN Upstate. Straight Up Sports is about the stories, just like the days gone by with no editors nor managers involved. Check us out on Facebook or Twitter or online at straightupsports.net.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out on the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight!
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall! It's out of here! It's out of here!
Got the distance, doesn't have the accuracy.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Monday, September 15th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. A lot to talk about today, as you can imagine. 654 Roar, if you would like to join us on the phones or on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line. I've listened in spurts this morning, and I have heard more of you out there than I have of our own people who we pay to talk. So I would imagine there are lots of folks with lots of thoughts and lots of questions. We are going to do our best to have answers. We have questions that we are asking into the ether to see if we can get some answers today. As you can imagine, a lot of Clemson, Georgia Tech. You got thoughts and opinions on other games. We'll hit those later on. Ben Milstead, it's great to see you on this Monday. How are you, sir?
Great to see you, too. I'm good. Thank you. You are wearing your WCCP 105.5 The Roar shirt from about 8 years ago?
It was a lengthy amount of time. Lengthy. Probably about 8 years ago, yeah.
And that when I mentioned that, I wasn't setting myself up for this, although I am a little caught off guard that I was not expecting to see that shirt today. So I like you can pre-order Tigers for Tata's shirts at 105.5 The Roar. You can have them by October 1st. You can have them by our first remotes, and they are sweet. Anyway,
very similar to the shirt that I'm plug there. Wearing right now.
Yeah, you can just check them out. 105.5 The Roar. I'm good. I marked myself safe from a trip to Atlanta and back. I made it without too many major incidents.
That's an important thing, by the way, if you didn't go to a football game. Just going to Atlanta and back, you feel the need to like check in, make sure your people know that you're good.
Oh, that's 100% what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not talking about football. I'm talking about everything but football. Went to a great restaurant with Don Munson and Reggie and his wife and some others, some good folks from Fox Carolina Friday night. You know, like, we really do take for granted where we live here. Case in, you know, and just the freedom, things that you don't worry about, that you do have to worry about in a big city. Like, case in point, we go to this restaurant, there's signs in the restaurant parking lot and in the hotel parking lot about don't leave valuables in your car. I mean, I'm talking big signs. And then like the restaurant they pay cops to be there. Just to make sure your vehicles are safe while you're inside. Like, these are things I don't ever worry about here. So
God bless the upstate of South Carolina.
Yeah. Good day at church yesterday, and then I did want to congratulate Emily and Ryan on a fantastic wedding last night. So it was a good way to end the weekend. Met a lot of people, a lot of good people, listeners of the show there. And you're going to always catch my attention every single time if you come up to me at any event and you say, hey, listen to you all the time. Enjoy the show. I changed your co-host diaper when he was young. So
shut your mouth.
Bill and Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So said, tell me more, Bill. No,
Pastor,
wait a minute.
Bill. Don't say anything about that.
Don't tell me more.
don't go into that. Yeah, that was my dad's first employer as a pastor.
That's what he said.
Yeah. So. How about that? What a small world. That's great.
Yeah. Texture said getting married next Sunday, the 21st. There you go.
Outstanding.
Harrison and Emily.
Congrats. I'm a big fan of the people say no fall weddings. We had a fall wedding where we did the rehearsal on Friday. Everybody went to the Clemson Florida State game back in 19. Everybody went to the Clemson Florida State game on Saturday, and then we got married on Sunday. Highly recommend that one. You don't have to forsake the fall, but you also aren't wedded, pun intended, to Saturday.
Yep, that's what they did, the rehearsal and all that on Friday, wedding on Sunday, and it was nice. I think that's the first Sunday evening wedding I've ever been to, honestly, and I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I was going to say, more people should do it. I'm biased, but more people should do exactly what we did.
and in between that, when I get home from a game, man, I am wiped out. And there were so many good games on TV Saturday night. I mean, the night slate was just fantastic. And I am fighting the sleeps, man. I'm like propping, walking around, just doing my best to stay awake for all that. But anyway, overall, it was a good weekend. Also, very disappointing weekend in some ways, that I'm sure we're going to discuss.
What is, before we get, we got callers already. You want to join him? You can. 654 Roar. We got texters pouring in as well. What's the best thing you saw this weekend? Was it the wedding, the Sunday night wedding?
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to think. It certainly was big picture wise. Yeah. I'm trying to think from a sporting standpoint what it is that jumps to my mind. And I'm not really sure. Like I say, just that whole night slate was so good.
Really good.
There were just from maybe 3:30 on, just great games on. And I, tried to appreciate them all.
I have we had a K-5 like Bible dedication at church yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm just glad. You were talking about church. We had a great church service yesterday, and I'm just glad to see young people that mm-hmm. are just like excited about their Bible. We read to Hollis every morning, noon, and night. She wants to grab books all the time. She loves the Bible that we got from our church. And so we're constantly reading stories from the Bible. And so I just found myself like I was praying. I was thankful for that this weekend.
That's awesome.
Yeah. From a football standpoint, you're not going to like this. Boy, you're not going to like it. And you won't be alone. The best thing I saw this weekend was Brent Key's postgame press conference. And the postgame locker room at Georgia Tech. People know, like, I'm not unbiased when it comes to Georgia Tech. I like Georgia Tech. And I have bemoaned the state of Georgia Tech for a long time. I think Georgia Tech has a winning football coach who's going to win there. What that means, I don't know. People are talking about ACC championship. We'll see. But I tell you what I do know. I think it is special when you have a coach who legitimately cares about the place and the people and the players. And Brent Key cares about the place, people, and players at Georgia Tech to the point that he got emotional. Remember his press conference, how stern he was and how, like, that press conference is legendary now. He was the exact opposite after the game. He had a release. He got emotional. It was, if you're a college football fan, you don't want it to happen to your team ever. But fans rush the field, coach gets a big win, on field, locker room, post game. You love to see that release of emotion when things that have been out of reach for a long time are suddenly within your grasp. And I just found myself thinking, like, if I didn't have to do that stinking halftime and the post game and have to be in it for, like, the way that I am, I would think this is one of the great things about college football. So I allowed myself to go there just for a moment to Brent Key's press conference.
I did not see it or hear it. You want to know why? Because the Georgia Institute of Technology has the worst freaking technology of any school that we visit. It just ceases to amaze me.
Oh, so
I was shut off from the entire world as I sat and watched all 10,000 fans that had rushed the field walked directly past me as I was waiting to load equipment onto the Clemson truck. And I just sat there because I couldn't use my phone, couldn't listen to, couldn't do anything, no radio, no phone. So I missed all that, but good for old Brent.
Also, yesterday, Hunter Renfrow caught a touchdown. I know it's 27-3. I know the Panthers didn't win. They had a nice late comeback. What that guy went through to get back into the NFL, getting cut by the team that then employed him a few days later after a really good camp, and then to get the benefit of a touchdown. Hunter's pretty level. Like, he's not gonna chuck the ball in the air or even, like, put the ball on a, like, in a glass case or whatever. That, to me, was a special – that was a special moment yesterday where Hunter Renfrow was able to get that done. To score a touchdown in the second week when you thought your career was over and you weren't sure you'd ever get a chance again. I'll admit I felt some stuff. I felt some stuff when I saw that yesterday. Again, Panthers fans, you may have turned the game off. It was 27-3. It was not a fun day. But that was pretty cool. Also, the Colts won yesterday after missing a long field goal. Did you see this?
Yes.
No time on the clock. Yeah, and Hunter did score two touchdowns. That's true. He scored a second one, but I felt things about the first one.
I did not see the Colts in real time. And so I'm watching the highlight on Twitter because, you know, I was back in the upstate where I actually had technology that worked and I could do those things. Institute of Technology. And so I'm watching it. I did not know how it ended. And I see that the Colts are going to get to kick it the second time. And just because it's the Indianapolis Colts, I firmly expected them to miss it twice.
I watched it with my wife, and she said, did you see the mascot pass out after the first one? I said, yeah.
Under the goalpost, yeah.
I halfway was like, did he pass out for real? Like, was it just that? Was it just that emotional for him? I don't know. That was nice. That was nice to see as well. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go to these phone calls. We'll get to our thoughts on Clemson and Georgia Tech, and we'll start that conversation when we return from Wide of Bounds after this.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams. From framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass, there's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176 or visit cantycanfixit.com.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace Tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Is your business craving efficiency? Is it hungry for productivity? Then there's a tech solution you should implement now if you want to crush your KPIs and you also want BLTs or burrito bowls or like bagels. It's called EasyCater, one platform for ordering food from a huge variety of restaurants for all your workplace needs, from falafel for the finance team to lasagna for the lunch and learn, plus tools to help you save time and stay on budget. Ready to nail your deliverables? Order now at EasyCater.com.
Summer's wrapping up and life is picking back up. Early mornings, long days, and a to-do list that doesn't quit. And neither should you. Who has time to slow down due to body pain? That's why there's Aleve to keep you going. With just one pill, Aleve delivers longer-lasting body pain relief per dose compared to other leading OTC-branded pain relievers. Aleve helps keep you moving from sunup to sundown with up to 12 hours of pain relief per dose so you can keep moving and be ready for whatever's next. Use as directed.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. You know, I told my wife, I was like, you know, I probably should go buy, and I listed the name of a well-known hardware store because we need a couple things. I'm going to go to Ingles today for the following items, okay? And I'm almost positive. I know they have almost all these. I'm pretty sure they have them all. In fact, I know they have them all. I know we don't even need that. I need toilet bowl cleaner. I need Drano. I need romaine lettuce. I need coffee beans and coffee filters and creamer. And I need some yogurt. What a weird collection of things, right? Right? You might say, Qualk, you may need to go to three different stores to get that stuff. No. I go to one store for all of that weird assortment of items. That's Ingles. You know what I also did, Ben? I knew I was going to need them. I went to Ingles on Saturday for a couple things. Just, you know, community stuff for, you know, the people who are spending many hours here at the studio. Just some community stuff. No one helped me out with the Laura Lynn gummy bears. No one. I'm not going to tell you how many servings were in that. But your boy was just, and I'm like, anybody want to do this? Kind of a tense moment here. Love some help with the gummy bears. Nope. Nobody helped. But I'm going to tell you what, those things were fire. And I saved a dollar on those. At Ingles, low prices, love the savings. Ingles salad at the Ben Milstead Memorial Salad Bar today.
Yes, it was fantastic as always.
Ben Bar. Before we get to these phone calls, you want to do big picture? Just big picture thoughts before we get into the weeds on this. What's your big picture perspective on what we saw Saturday, 24-21 Georgia Tech?
It's two things, really. And again, this emphasizing big picture, not the specifics. You're discouraged that Clemson lost the game, goes without saying, but I'm discouraged that they lost despite the fact that I feel like they actually played better in several key areas of football. Not perfect, not good enough. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying better than they did in a couple of places and still lost the game. That's discouraging. I am discouraged that Georgia Tech was a better team than Clemson. And that's I'm not talking about on Saturday. If you watch Georgia Tech play football in their first three games and Clemson play in their first three games, Georgia Tech is a better team than Clemson is right now. And at no point should that ever be a truth. And I'm sorry, Georgia Tech. I give you all the credit in the world for being better than Clemson, but I would also acknowledge that should never be the case. And that is the case. And then finally, I said this last week, and I'm going to say it again louder this week. It feels very obvious to me, in just my opinion, that there is some type of disconnect between this team and this coaching staff. And I was driving home, had plenty of time sitting in traffic to reflect, trying to think of the last time I remember back-to-back games where in the Dabo Swinney era, where I felt like a team did not respond to their coach. And by respond, I mean play as hard as they should play. And I'm not talking about play as hard as living up to expectations, because I mean, you know this. I think expectations were way too high on a couple players. I just simply did not buy the hype all summer long. I'm talking about when you just watch a team play and you see a guy play hard for one play and not play hard for the next play or the next play or the next play. And you see corners who don't know what play is being called, and they don't know what you see players, they don't know what what coverage is being called. I truly don't remember the last time I saw back-to-back games where that was the case under the Dabo Swinney era. And I don't think Dabo Swinney has has forgot how to coach at all. But I'm very concerned that message, it feels like there is a wall there between the two, and I don't know what it is. And that I would feel much better if I could say, this guy sucked, therefore that's why they lost. I just don't think, personally, I don't think you can single out that person and say that is why they lost.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because one of the things that I want to make sure I come on here and do today, I think Clemson in the national narrative is going to get a weird type of credit for not having Antonio Williams, Tristan Lee, Elijah Thurman, and Khalil Barnes in this game. I don't think any of those players should have been required to score 25 points against Georgia Tech. I don't think Khalil Barnes being in there means that you give up 17 necessarily. We're not talking about losing by 3 touchdowns because you didn't have maybe your most valuable offensive player, maybe your most valuable defensive player. We are talking about very simply a team that has yet to give up more than 24 points and yet is 1-2 with 5 stars, high 4 stars, first-round picks, All-Americans, 100,000 kabillion starts. Even the guys that are in there, we got 7 starters minus 2 means 5, okay? You still got 5 starters that we were told are starters on the offensive line. The running back's not the problem, okay? I would say it's not that the running back's never the problem, but when you're diagnosing this team, you're not starting a running back. Look at all the things Clemson did well, to your point. Look at all the things Clemson did well. If Clemson was stinky in the passing game and you go, well, if you have Williams, then it'd be one thing. If they were stinky and you're like, well, safety, glaring weakness, Barnes in there. Clemson was 7 of 12 on third down and 1 of 1 on fourth down. They won third and fourth down. Clemson averaged 6.2 yards a play to Georgia Tech's 5.1. Clemson averaged 5 yards a carry to Georgia Tech's 3.5. Clemson had 8 tackles for loss in the game and did not allow any. Georgia Tech had 0 tackles for loss, much less a sack. Clemson never went backwards a single down in the game. They never went backward. Think about that. They never went backwards a single down in the game. Did they miss a field goal? Yeah, it wasn't a 30-yarder. It was a bomb. And I'm going to tell you, it's more discouraging that Clemson won the middle eight. They're now 76-3 in the last 79 games winning the middle eight. when you win the Middle Eight going into Saturday, you were 76-2, and you lost 146-5 in their last 151 leading after three quarters. These are automatics, folks. This is not Clemson against Louisville last year, falling behind and staying behind and frustrating the hound out of everybody. This is like Clemson actually plays reasonably well and loses to a team that basically gave the ball to one guy at the end of the game. That, to me, invites more questions than if they had just been whipped, for being honest.
I mentioned how good the games were at night. I did come home, and Coach Sweeney talked about this team being soft on the edges, and they were. I mean, let's just be honest. The corners for Clemson they did not play well. they just simply did not play well. And as a result, you saw some other personnel in there. Oh, Strozier was playing. You know, I was like, who was that guy? Forgot about him. But when I came home and I watched Tennessee and Georgia. I watched Notre Dame and Texas A&M. I watched Miami. I mean, heck, I watched Vanderbilt. All those teams I just mentioned, man, their players just simply play hard. And you could turn on the television and watch a team when they're playing hard and they're not, and another team's not. And I'm like, especially A&M, Notre Dame, like these guys are playing with a playoff fire in week two for Notre Dame. I mean, they're playing with a fire on every play, or so it would seem. And I just simply have not seen that from Clemson.
Let's go to the phones. Wren joins us first. We'll go to Wren and Huntley, and we'll try to squeeze in one or two more you want to get in. 654-ROAR is the number. Wren, thanks for your patience. How are you?
What's up, Uncle?
Oh, we're doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
Good. Hey, so I wasn't really on this preseason hype Kool-Aid that, you know, they gave out to the Clemson fans, you know, 80% production back, stuff like that. You know, haven't really seen it. But my question is to you is, like, in order for Clemson to possibly flip the script and get things going, do you think a possible offensive coordinator needs to be changed, or even Kate Clubman that needs to be benched, just so he can see from the backup point of view, like, how it really needs to go down?
I would say it's a good question. I honestly, through three games, I don't know. Here's what I know. I know the offense looks really hard all the time, even when it's going well and they score. They got down to the goal line, and they were down to the goal line for like 9 minutes of real time. Why is Clemson on the goal line for like 9 minutes of real time? Why? Why does it take you two quarterback sneaks to go score a touchdown from inside the 1 yard? Like, why is that? Why do you have to get down to the literal last possible play in order to successfully do that? These are the types of things. You scored. But it was way too difficult with the players that we think we know. And in fact, I don't think every single person was wrong about the personnel here. But with the players available, it's just hard. It's hard because sometimes the play caller makes it hard. It's hard because sometimes the quarterback makes it hard. It's hard because the offensive line sometimes makes it hard. It's hard because the receivers sometimes make it hard. And it's hard because the running back sometimes makes it hard. It's whack-a-mole on offense. Every snap, it's whack-a-mole. I bet if you went back and looked, you could count on one hand the number of times that all 11 guys did exactly their jobs on a given play. It just feels like people are making it really hard. Somebody's making it really hard on every snap.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that. And then my final thought real quick. Do you think, just a quick thought, do you think Dabo's loyalty is biting him right now? And I'll say that out there.
Thanks very much, Wren. Appreciate the phone call. I don't think loyalty is the... I don't think that's the reason. You know, I've heard some of this today, too. Like, well, if Dabo had gone to the portal. Let me ask you this. First of all, the best defensive player statistically on defense right now is Will Helt. But Will Helt's not been perfect. Mm-mm. Georgia Tech's first touchdown, I think it was their first touchdown, the quarterback and running back are holding hands going to the end zone, and Will Helt is the read guy, and he literally was a full step behind both quarterback and running back. And my thought was, who are you tackling back there? You're not tackling anybody. Just out of position. A guy that could make a play is out of position. I don't think this is I don't think loyalty, just broadly applied, is the reason for this, personally. Because I don't think that bringing in a bunch of transfers to replace guys that nobody had a problem with starting is going to be the reason.
I understand what Wren's getting at there, but we've heard that before about Dabo Swinney, and he's made some hard personnel coaching changes. I mean, he has, and we don't give him credit for that. I mean, loyalty, in my opinion, is not what keeps a coach here or anything like that. I mean, I think he's more than proven that. Now, that doesn't mean you can still disagree with the staff that he's put together, but to me, it's not a loyalty thing.
Let's go back to the phones here before we take our next break. Huntley in Spartanburg joins us next. What's up, Huntley?
Hey, Quark. Hey, Ben. Good afternoon. Second time caller, actually. The first time was this morning to Mickey, but he was flooded with calls, so we were under the 2-minute drill.
Of course.
Call back and get it off my chest today.
All right, go ahead.
As I'm sure you guys will have no lack of callers today. So I'll try and be quick and succinct here. I mainly want to make 3 points. The first one will be just an observation on leadership, and it's a nitpick. Second, a schematic, like coaching schematics, mainly from an offense perspective. And then finally, just to wrap it up with some of the reasons for the fan sentiment. So first, this is a nitpick walk. You can ride me if you want to, but I just want to put two pictures in your mind. One, Saturday, Georgia Tech. Klubnik makes a great read, keeps the ball. Green Acres. Clark, I played football for a long time. We learned basic ball security in middle school. My man's got the ball in the wrong arm. He gets hit, a good lick. Defender puts his hat right on the ball. It looked like a worse hit than it was because the ball came out so violently. Georgia Tech ball. Now, when I say leadership, I'm not talking in the locker room. I'm not talking vocal stuff. I'm just talking on the field. So you put that on one side. Now, let's take a picture. Let's go to Vanderbilt Saturday night. Vandy runs a reverse. My man Diego Pavia on the lead block laying out the safety from South Carolina. I stood up out of my chair. That fired me up so hard. And, again, it's a nitpick, but just looking at one side, you got a senior quarterback, multi-year starter, putting the ball on the wrong arm, while on the other side, you got a guy laying himself out for his team. So that's a nitpick. Second off, the philosophy. I go back, again, not trying to compare Clemson to Vanderbilt. They're not the same programs. But I was impressed with Clark Lee on Saturday night. I think he realizes he does not have one of the more talented rosters in the SEC. And I think he does a very good job of play calling to take talent out of the equation. You know what I say when I say this? I feel like Clemson plays a lineup and beat your ball. And I feel like we have been for several years now. I remember when Riley first got hired, that Dabo said, you know, he's coming to Clemson to run a Clemson offense. So I just think it's a different situation when you're running lineup and beat your ball with Etienne, Lawrence, Higgins versus the personnel we have now. I think they're talented enough. I just think they've got to play their A or their A-plus game every week to run that lineup and beat your ball. I feel like every run's a zone read, and every RPO is – you know, first reads there, the play's blown up. So that's my second point. And the final point I'll say, just to wrap that all up, and I'm really just looking for you guys' comments here, the fan sentiment. A lot of people said we haven't been good the past few years. I disagree. I think we've been a good ball team. It's just hard to stay at the top. We're not as good as we were, but we're still a good ball team. But I think that negativity from the fan sentiment is coming from just feeling like we're not getting out of the roster what you feel like they can give us. And I really feel like that's especially true this season because these guys have been in the program for a long time. We've retained them. We've developed them. And I just don't quite think we're getting out of them what I feel like they can give us, but yet every week we hear the same rhetoric from the coaching staff, and it's almost like they just think that 4 practices and a walkthrough is going to fix everything, and then we're going to go out and run the same scheme and everything's going to get better, which, again, week in and week out, we see it's not. So I really appreciate you guys letting me be long-winded today, and I will take your comments off the air.
Thanks very much, Huntley. Appreciate the phone call. We'll address that on the other side. Let's take a break. We'll go back to the phones as well right after this.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken?
One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top-quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
Power up your lunch, dinner, or football party with a visit to Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits. From their crazy good deep-fried ribs to their award-winning smoked Reuben sandwich to the best wings in the upstate for over 30 years. Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits has the winning team for game day or any day. Open Monday through Saturday with live music, karaoke, and more. 11028 Anderson Road in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville Road in Greer. Kickoff in style with Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Tough jobs need tougher protection. And now, Rhino Linings of Greenville is part of the Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters.
Get the spray-on bedliner that stands up to anything, from job site abuse to weekend adventures.
Rhino Linings delivers the ultimate in durability, backed by expert installation at Odyssey's state-of-the-art shop.
Protect your investment. Customize your ride. All in one place.
Visit OdysseyVehicleOutfitters.com and get Rhino Tough today.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
In this crazy mixed up world that we're talking about today, there's one thing I could take to the bank, and that's Buff City Soap's gonna make my house smell good, gonna make my hands smell good, my shower smell good. They're gonna make my kitchen counter smell good now with the all purpose cleaner. My daughter right now is she's great, she's so sweet, but she gets into everything and is everywhere but the place where she's supposed to be. And this morning, I was trying to keep her out of one of those areas when she spilled my coffee cup on the floor. This is a bad deal, people. The way she got to it, I'm not going to lie. She's pretty smart. But thank God for the Buff City Soap All-Purpose Cleaner, because now my floor and the bottom of my couch doesn't smell like coffee was there. I appreciate that very much. Two locations to serve you. Right there in the Heart Village Shopping Center in Clemson and Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville. Let me, by the way, online at BuffCitySoap.com. Let me address a couple things from that phone call from Huntley. I appreciate his thoroughness there. I think, what do you call it, beach a ball? I kind of think that's right. That when I'm watching other games, and I'm watching Tennessee come out in the first quarter against Georgia, and there are people running open, and there are some people that are only open because the quarterback throws them open. By the way, I need to issue a brief mea culpa, because Joey Aguilar was tremendous, and Tennessee's offense was tremendous.
I am with you. Yeah, if I'm dishing out apologies, one today goes to Tennessee.
Holy cat. It was like the only thing I got wrong the whole day was Tennessee, and I was very wrong on Tennessee, so I'll own that. But to me, you watch that game, Georgia's got guys running open. Notre Dame and Texas A&M have big plays. Guys are open. They're there. And you're thinking to yourself, well, Notre Dame's receivers are terrible. They're open. How are Clemson's receivers never open? And the reality is, I think they are, and the quarterback's not hitting them. Tyler Brown, one of the seminal moments in the game to me, one of the pivotal moments in the game, is when Tyler Brown, I would assume, unless he just did whatever he wanted, I don't think that's true, Tyler Brown is running an option route. You remember this play? Clemson's got the ball about midfield. It's late in the game. He's running an option route, and he sits down between two second-level defenders.
Yeah, he runs a little hitch. And yeah.
Past the first down marker. He's going to get the yards. Cade against cover three. There's three safeties back there. Or at the very least, I'm trying to remember, there's two safeties that are sort of squished. They're not 50-50 toward the sidelines. They're like on the hashes. There's people there in the middle. He tries to throw a seam ball and is sort of like this to Tyler Brown. And Tyler Brown's looking at him like, hey, I'm right here. And as I'm looking at the coverage, I'm thinking the receiver is right.
Yeah, and what we don't know about that play is, If there's a preconceived read that, hey, if you see two high or three high, you do this. If you and it could be they read two different things. But I know exactly the play you're talking about.
I just think it's hard, and you could criticize a quarterback coach on this, but it's hard to be a play caller when my quarterback is late or wrong. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like Cade Klubnik is consistently either late or wrong. And that's not setting the offense up for success right now. Now, that doesn't mean I'm absolving the play caller in any way, shape, or form. We'll get to that. Let's go to Ken in Edgefield, who patiently waited through the break. What's up, Ken?
Hey there, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
All right, good. I'm going to try to make my point. I've called the other two shows and tried to make the same general point, and it's kind of gotten lost in my words. So, basically, the theme of it is going to be, I believe that Dabo has bought into the rat poison. And what I'm saying is one, I think we have a culture problem, and I don't think it's necessarily anyone's fault, anyone's to blame. I think that we had a great culture. I think we're a destination spot for a lot of guys, but I think the way that we present ourselves is that we are the destination spot. We always are. We always will be. We don't have the same edge. Like, honestly, we're at a reset. We're about like Georgia Tech. We're trying to climb a mountain again. Like, all the national championship stuff is gone. We're not this elite program, but I still feel like we act that way. I think a lot of our coaches love where they are, and they treat it like it's the final destination. And I'm not saying that they're doing that on purpose. Like, best way to give an example is, like, when I'm driving down the interstate, I don't want to have a wreck. But I'm a lot less focused when there's no cars beside me versus when an 18-wheeler gets over in my lane. And I'm not thinking about it that way, but that's just what happens. It's a psychological thing. When you are content, you think you're where you're supposed to be, you not saying they don't want to win, not saying they're not giving a ton of effort, but there is a psychological thing that happens when you're at the greatest spot you think you could ever be, and you don't have other – and maybe I'm wrong on that. And then the other thing is, I feel like Dabo really believes, like, all the one-liners we say, how he says we have basically the beachy ball stuff. We got eight guys we can throw out at receiver. Well, why don't we ever see them, you know? We have a ton of linemen that we can throw out there. Well, we have some injuries and the line's falling apart. And just how he seems so confident that we're just this one play away from, I guess he thinks, being an elite team. And it just, as a fan, it gets so frustrating because we've watched for 5 years now. We're not one. We may be one play away from winning a game here and there, but some of those games are to lower competition, not elite competition. So it's not like we're making it every year and we're one play away from winning a national championship. Sometimes we're one play away from winning or losing a team that, you know, a couple of years ago we would blow out. And, you know, it is. We don't have that edge of, hey, maybe we're not as talented as we think we are. We've got to figure out ways to either scheme guys open, get guys fired up. It just feels like that he believes that we're still this elite program, and we're really not. I mean,
yeah, Ken, we got other calls, and I heard you make that call earlier today, so I appreciate you giving us a call. But I don't think you can say a lot of things about this program. I don't think you can ever question culture.
No, I mean, and there are lots of people talking about the players getting paid and all this stuff. And
everybody's
stuff.
Getting paid.
Everybody's getting paid.
Other school, I mean, Ohio State's got a much bigger payroll than Clemson University. They're getting through to their players.
And unless you think that Clemson is the only place that's picking guys who are only in it for the money and are now resting on their laurels, which is kind of the argument there, which I don't think holds. I just don't think that holds water. I don't think that's logical.
I agree with a lot of what Ken said, but we got a lot of calls, so we've. I heard that earlier today, so appreciate the call.
I did think about this, and it takes a lot of self-reflection to get there. I said I saw people running wide open. To me, I'm fascinated by the approach that LSU took to the season. LSU, listen to me. LSU took a calculated risk running the types of offensive plays and scheming Clemson the way they did in an opener that is not a conference game, when you have 8 conference games and you're trying to win your league and go to the championship game. That is just a fact. It is a calculated risk that we're going to throw a bunch of stuff out there and we might use it again, and we're putting it on film and we're okay with that because we have got to get to a certain place. And in order to get to that place, we're not going to be able to just show up and do what we would do against an opener against anybody or what we've done in openers in the past. And also, I do think that I don't think that Clemson and Georgia Tech are equally talented. I do not. I don't think anybody believes that. I think Georgia Tech knows who they are. I don't think Clemson knows who they are. This team. I don't think that's a program deal. I think this particular team, every team is a little bit different, but this particular team, I have no idea what Clemson's identity is. If we're being honest, I don't know what they're trying to make their identity. I'm not sure what they're attempting to establish as the identity of this team.
Yeah, and look. Those on the text line talking about culture. Culture can mean a lot of different things, and maybe Ken's talking about a different type of culture than what I'm talking about. So anyway.
Let's go to Quez in Clemson, who's up with us next. What's up, Quez?
Nothing much, man. Just want to get in about the game, and I agree with a lot of your points. And, the thing with Cade, I 1,000% agree with your take, Walt. Because, in the LSU game, I think it was the final drive. I think we were in a trips type formation, and then we had a receiver to the left side of the field, and then we had 3 to the right. And then, if I'm not mistaken, LSU had a nickel blitzing. And then as soon as Kate snaps the ball, he's just staring at one receiver. And then you look to the backside of the play, Kate has 2 receivers that they can literally set up a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Literally just sitting right there and eat it, and then Kate can still throw the ball, catch it, and they can still score. So I think a lot of it is Cade. I think it's Cade's timing, and then he's missing throws. And then another thing that I want to get in on is, our D-line, I think they play pathetic. I think this is one of the worst performances that I've seen the D-line play, especially on the second to last drive. So the drive before we scored, they just got pushed around. Georgia Tech, they were averaging 5-plus yards a carry, and I'm just sitting there the D-line from the past teams, they are not letting that happen. And, you know, as a program that prides ourselves on being D-line U, that's just completely unacceptable. And then when the offense actually gave y'all a break, you get back on the field and you let them drive the ball time and time again, and not one player got into the backfield. And I just don't – at this point, I feel like we're at a crossroads, and I just – as a program, I just don't know where we go from here. Like, it's just tough. It's just tough, man. But I love to give you – I love to get your thoughts on it. And I just want to know, like, where you see our program going from here, like, in the next 2 to 3, maybe even 5 years. Thanks for letting me get in, guys. Go Tigers.
Thanks, Quest. Appreciate the phone call.
I'm trying to beat Syracuse next week, honestly.
Yeah. Quickly, Texter said some people are confusing chemistry and culture. And that last caller was talking more about chemistry. Yeah, that's a good point. Chemistry and culture are not necessarily the same thing. I would agree with Quez. If I had to single out a position group for this game only in a vacuum, I was more disappointed in the defensive line than I was Cade or anybody else. Maybe just the defense as a whole, but the defensive line just simply was not good enough in a game like this.
And you know what?
When you knew what was going to happen.
I've heard a little grumpiness with Tom Allen. To me, Tom Allen ain't the guy that makes you take a bad angle as a quarterback spy. Like, Sammy Brown can't be the quarterback spy every time. Like, he can't make you take two bad angles on quarterback spies. He can't give you, you know what, I'm going to say heart, tenacity, toughness, whatever, on the defensive front. In the two big games of the year, Clemson has 3 3 and outs. They were on the field for 10 or more plays 5 times on Saturday. 5! You have 2 millionaire defensive linemen who have combined for 1.5 tackles for loss in 3 games, and one of those games was against Troy.
Yeah, not good enough.
That is not – it is not acceptable. And you know what? I don't care what they're making. These are first-round plays. You know what? And I actually heard Faxon say this, and I disagree with this that Faxon said. Faxon said Peter Woods hasn't looked like a first-round draft pick. To me, Peter Woods has looked like a first-round draft pick because there are about 5 plays in every game where NFL scouts can look and say, wow, this is amazing. The problem is there are 70 plays. I mean, where are you the other 65 plays? Where is T.J. Parker in the back? Will Held is on pace to have 8 sacks and 20 tackles for loss, and T.J. Parker is nowhere. These are 7-figure first-round guys. They have got to play better because this defense has got to get off the field. Hour 1 is in the books. Hour 2 is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition, and go Tigers.
Hey, folks, want to ask you a question. How many of you spent all summer going on vacations, grilling out in the backyard, and you've put on a few too many pounds? Well, if you're raising your hand right now, here's the deal. You could go to a pill and think it's a quick fix. It is not quick, it is not cheap, and it doesn't fix the problem. PhD weight loss fixes the problem because it retrains your brain and it retrains your body. It helps you dig into the real reason you put those pounds on. They believe that the true key to long-term weight loss starts with your mind and not your mouth. The pills, the shots, Ozempic, etc., those are all unnatural solutions to what is really a natural problem. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks on the PhD weight loss plan, and I have kept that weight off for years now because the plan works, and I haven't spent a second in a doctor's office or pharmacy trying to find a remedy for weight gain. I would highly encourage you to talk through the possibilities now with one of the PhD weight loss consultants. Call them 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure.